Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. I'm your host, Matt Pilger. Joining me in the studio this morning is from the young lady from Wellsville, as a matter of fact. She's a business owner, she's a mom, and I call her my friend, too, Gina Sachs. I want to welcome you in.
Hi, Matt. It's good to be back.
Yeah, thanks for coming in this morning. Folks may remember a couple of years back, you did an interview here on KXEO. And you talked a little bit about launching a business. It was Tiny Acts of Kindness. Mm-hmm. Now, it's been several years since we have talked about that, but I think it's taken you on a long journey. We're going to explore that this morning. For people who don't know who you are, tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
I'm Gina Sachs. I'm the creator of Kindness at tinyacts.co. I'm the mother of Chasen, Etta, and Hazel, who are students at St. Joseph in Martinsburg. Me and you became friends way back when at Teddy Joe's, and I just like being a big part of the community. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about your journey. You know, you have three kids, and your husband's a business owner as well.
Yes, he owns a concrete construction business.
So you decide that you're going to get started in your own business. Tell us about how all of this got launched.
Before, I guess the daydream started about 2017, and I just needed something to occupy my mind, kind of that mental escape. And then when COVID hit, that mental escape wasn't strong enough, and I was like, I really need to get an identity outside of wife and mother. As much as I love being wife and mother, I really needed something for myself. And at that time, we all learned that the world really needed more kindness, too. So the first time I came to meet with you, I had created four decks of kindness cards, each with a different theme, each with 53 different acts of kindness in them. And since then, the kids actually inspired, I found out at school they were creating their own kid kindness cards and passing them around. So we created a kid's deck and a children's book called Ellie and Hip Share Kindness to go along with that as well.
That is amazing. We want to talk a little bit about that book too. And we'll get into that. Let's go back to the kindness cards. How has that business expanded for you over the last 3 years? Is it a growing business?
Yes. So I went through a build-your-own board game company. So they are set up just like a deck of playing cards, and each one of them has different acts that you can complete. I've been in three subscription box companies. So I think around 11,000 decks of my cards have gone out all over the United States and Canada. And I like fun facts. So if you lined each individual card up, that would cover 34 miles straight. So I just like little things like that.
Yeah, very, very amazing.
Yeah.
Startup cost for a business like this, was it pretty expensive, or was it relatively easy?
I didn't want to like pitch it to a bank or another business. I didn't want anybody to tell me no because I believed in it so much. So I just maxed out a credit card. And then between COVID shipping and everything, there was like, I ordered in November of 2020 and I didn't receive my cards until beginning of April of 2021. So there was a lot of panic in between that time. Like, oh my God, I really messed up. But I got them. They were everything I wanted to be, and they've just been really fun to share. So yeah.
Absolutely. We're in the middle of a presidential election, and as you say, a lot more kindness could be going around.
Yeah, yeah.
Are there any types of cards like that where you can kind of say, hey, I respect your views.
Right. I like to say, like, when it feels like everyone else is playing war, kindness is always the high card. Since it's like a card deck version, there is one card that suggests if you need to take a break or unfollow or unfriend some people for a while, just to get you through. But really, just always sharing up instead of, you know, getting into the mix of things, which can be difficult, especially during that time of year.
Absolutely. What other kinds of kindness do you offer in your kindness cards?
So I have the womankind deck is mostly, it's really mom heavy, but that's what I needed at that time whenever I created that deck. It's just kindness for yourself and to share with other women. The compliment deck is just really easy to share, 53 random compliments. The keep it going deck, you do and pass on the card to the person you did that for, so it becomes an IOU and they can keep passing on, like put away someone else's shopping cart or pick up the check, something like that. And then the free and easy deck is every act is completely free and easy to do. Like I said, like putting away someone's shopping cart or something like that. Yeah, and so then the kiddos deck is the best of all of those. you know, draw a picture for someone, make a new friend, I like your backpack, we're getting ready to go back to school, and I know everyone's interested in making school a kinder environment. So those kid cards are great for you to share with your kid or your kid to share within their friend group.
Very nice. Where can people find the Tiny Acts of Kindness cards?
So my website is tinyacts.co, just C-O. That's also my Facebook, my Instagram. Everything can be found at tinyacts.co.
All right. Very nice. Let's take our first break. We're going to come back, and I think you've been to several conventions and met some other entrepreneurs recently.
Yes.
Let's talk about that as we come back with more Meet the Community next on AM 1340 KXEO.